Well, hey, hi, how are you? It is 6:01, Andy and Mel. Thursday day. That's not a drink. I said it on purpose.
Why?
I was kind of trying to invent a new day. It's Thursday day.
Oh, you mean like hump day?
What did I tell you about that?
Well, I was just comparing to see if that's what you meant by
ridiculous,
that.
Stupid cliches are not allowed in here.
Okay.
Like, anyway.
I was just seeing if that was the comparison that you were trying to make.
No, not really.
Oh.
It was just kind of a nonsensical thing.
Okay.
It wasn't supposed to make sense.
All right.
It was just supposed to be different sounding.
I wish Thursday, though, had like a little cliche, because it doesn't.
It's almost the weekend.
It's too long.
It's party night in Brookings.
Friday Eve.
Okay. We're reaching. And I don't think I stretched good enough for that one.
I don't know.
Yesterday, remember the story of the gal who came home? It was my hero of the day. She just won a karate competition.
Yes.
Came home. Some drunk guy broke into her apartment and she karate chopped the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Well, pretty much the same thing happened again to a shark in Hawaii.
A shark.
Yes.
Please don't play the Jaws theme song.
You are so not fun. It's ridiculous. Well, what if I do it like this, where...
Nah, don't like it.
At the same time, still, you're ridiculous. So
you're like in mashup mode.
51-year-old Mariko Haugen of Folsom, California, was in Maui with her family. She was swimming in the ocean about 25 feet out from the shore when she heard people screaming. She looked up, saw a 12-foot tiger shark coming at her.
Holy moly.
It was like Hollywood. You see the big jaws coming at you. I can't say how terrifying that is.
Oh my gosh.
Luckily for her, and unfortunately for the shark, Mariko is a black belt in Taekwondo. So she's decided to do what her training told her to do. Beat up the shark. She punched it once, it backed off a little, then she punched it again in the side of the head, and it scared the shark.
Wow!
And it took off.
Wow!
The shark never bit her. But her hand did make contact with his teeth during the fight, and he thrashed around a bit as he was punching her. She left needing about 70 stitches in her right hand and thigh.
70 stitches? Holy cow.
Yeah. But that's better than dying.
Yeah.
So.
And Andy had a sneeze. And again, bless you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Those need a damn Kleenex? Allergies.
Need a Kleenex? There you go.
No, it all went in my sweatshirt.
Okay, well, that's for later.
Ah, there.
You okay?
Yeah. It's one of those where it kind of is completely debilitating.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Teary eyes, nose is running.
Yep.
And it feels like your head might fly off.
Yes, I know exactly, what you're talking about.
That's exactly what that sneeze attack was. So, before Superstorm Sandy.
Yes.
Which I really hate calling it Superstorm Sandy.
It's weird.
It just sounds...
weird.
Wrong.
Yeah.
We talked about this on, I think it was Monday, the idiots posting on Twitter that they were going to go looting.
Yes, yeah, stupid.
Well, now they're about posting pictures of themselves looting on Twitter.
They're going to get arrested.
One would think.
Why would they do that? I mean, really, are they that dumb?
I don't know. Apparently. I mean, some of them are probably faked.
Oh.
You know, it's like, look at me, I'm looting. I'm holding this TV that I actually own, but I'm making it look like I'm coming out of someone else's house.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
I could see that happening. One guy did post an action shot of his friend stealing a TV. Another photo is of his mom looting him a shirt. Another one has posted a subwoofer and wrote, "Sweet subwoofer in some dude's house on the second floor. It's mine now." One guy claimed he had pipe bombs ready to blow his way into hospitals and steal stuff. Later, he posted he'd also looted 20 PS3s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. A lot of people shut down their accounts after they got backlash from it.
Yeah.
Some of the screen captures of their tweets are permanent and hopefully make their way to the police, but...
wow.
This is unreal.
Idiots.
Yeah, I know. So, how was your Halloween short version?
It started out pretty rough, and then got a little bit better, and then 4 hours later, I got home.
Good job.
Lots of candy.
Good job.
That was very short.
Yeah, you should have heard the version I got of that before the show started.
No, you don't want that version? Well, first we started out at Grandma Dorothy's, and then we went to Chancellor. Stop! Stop!
That's what I was trying to make happen. We've got news coming up next. Hang on. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning, we're going to top out at 49. It is 38 right now. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Won't it be nice when the election is over and all your friends go back to posting pictures of their lunch?
Yes, it will be.
Right? Can't wait.
That'll be great.
Next Tuesday.
Although, it hasn't been a big problem for me, though, because I just unfriended all of those people.
Hot 104.7.
Today is November 1st, and it is the greatest day I have ever known. But it is not, because Bo Bice is 37 today.
Wow. Oh. I know who he is, American Idol.
I know, but it's like, wow, he disappeared off the radar in a hurry, didn't he?
He kind of did.
Yeah.
He went on tour with some country folks, I think.
All right. Good job. let's see here. Jenny McCarthy is 40 today.
Is she really?
Yeah. Rick Allen is 49. Def Leppard's one-armed drummer.
Hmm.
Anthony Kiedis, Red Hot Chili Pepper singer, is 50. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, who is screwing you over on your new iPhone with a different adapter.
And the light bulb.
And wants to sell you a $59 light bulb, is 52 today. Lyle Lovett, who somehow... was hooked up with Julia Roberts back in the day.
Still don't get that.
Nope. Not an attractive man. He is 55. He looked 55 when he was 20.
Right? He is like always looked 55.
500 years ago on this day in 1512, Michelangelo's masterpiece on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel was finally unveiled after more than 4 years of working on his back.
Wow.
That's a long time to be painting.
Mm-hmm.
1895, the first car magazine was published. You Yay. Know what it was called?
No.
The Horseless Age.
Okay.
Yeah. 1914, New York debutante Mary Jacob decided she didn't want to put on her corset. So she had her maid attach two silk handkerchiefs with some ribbon, and she wore that instead. Other young women caught on to the new style of underwear, and Mary was able to sell her lightweight bra patent for $15,000.
Holy cow, back then that was a lot of money.
That was a lot of money in 1914.
It's like millions.
Yeah.
Wow.
Basically, she invented the bra.
I like it.
In case you didn't catch on to all that. let's see here. The Playboy Channel debuted on this day in 1982.
Yay.
Wow, wow. 1986. Oh, sad day for me. Roger Waters, founding member of Pink Floyd, asked a court to dissolve the group's partnership. Aww. That's kind of an ugly breakup. And on this day in 1999, Walter Payton, the NFL's all-time leading rusher at the time, died of bile duct cancer at the age of 45. But today is the greatest day I've ever known. Which kind of goes back to the lady who invented the bra, Mary Jacob. On this day in 1896, National Geographic published its first issue with a bare-breasted woman.
Yay.
Hey, remember, it's why today's the greatest day I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're bored at the library and you're 14, that's what you get.
I think we should change how this whole segment goes.
And that's why today, November 1st, is... Or you could just leave the room while we do it.
Okay.
Because I've been doing it since before you were here, Missy.
Oh. Fighting
oh,
words.
Oh, I didn't even mean it that way.
Fighting words.
I didn't mean it as the nickname you don't like. I just forgot for a second. Melissa. Dirt.
Tim Tebow may be dating somebody that also dated Joe Jonas. I've got that story coming up in the dirt.
It is 623, Hot 104.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 637, topping out of 49 today. It is 38 right now. So apparently we have a lot of prostitutes in Sioux Falls these days.
When did we start getting hookers here?
I don't know. It's getting a little crazy.
I am so baffled by this whole hooker thing.
Well, and it's not just that. It's also the dudes who keep, you know,
purchasing.
Hiring them.
Right? Like, I just don't get it. Are they migrating? Like, are they coming from New York and making their way to South Dakota and they'll be in Rapid City in a couple days or, you know?
I don't know.
Like, all of a sudden, we have hookers here.
Or maybe it's not all of a sudden. Maybe it's just all of a sudden they're enforcing it.
Maybe.
They're finding it and going and getting them. And
we've never heard of hookers until this year here in South Dakota, especially in Sioux Falls. I mean, it's just weird.
I mean, you'd have the occasional arrest story here and there, but
hardly ever heard about it.
Right. It wasn't like once a week.
Right.
And it seems like it's almost been once a week lately.
And 18 men?
Yeah.
18. Holy Hannah.
I am way too cheap to pay for it.
I just don't even get it.
I would never pay for it. Never.
I don't get it at
Forget
all.
Forget about the fact that I'm married, first right. of all. If I were not married, I still wouldn't pay for it.
And don't these men think that, hey, if you get caught, the media is going to publicize your name.
Yep.
Your name is going to be out there as knowing as purchasing a hooker.
Mm-hmm.
You are a loser.
Mm-hmm.
Like, major, huge loser that you have to pay for sex, you idiot. God, this makes me so irate. And ladies, really?
I don't get why you're so mad.
I don't know. It just makes the whole thing makes me upset.
Because what was the thing you got upset about yesterday that was kind of silly?
I don't know.
Oh, no. It what was is? the Matt Verlich corndog video.
The corndogging part?
You were upset about the,
I don't know. I get mad about weird things.
You focus in on the most inconsequential part of something and then hammer on it.
I stand firmly in believing that they should have checked and seen
Urban Dictionary before. Yeah, maybe they should have.
Before they said corn dogging.
Yeah.
That's all
I
I'm
did see
saying
on what news did we have on? I think we had Kello on last night and they talked about it. Did not mention one word about corn dogs, beer, or Jägermeister.
Oh, they didn't.
No.
Weird.
I know.
Huh. Because that's kind of what the focus of their whole 2 minute and 40 second video was about corn dogs.
It was more so my focus of the 2 minute 40 second video.
No, I felt that way watching it as well, that was
focus. Well, no, they didn't mention any of that until halfway through.
Right. But then
it was all about, he went to college and Christy Noem didn't.
Yeah,
but
then they did. Blah, 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 the other stuff about Jägermeister and luges and corn dogs and beer.
Yeah.
Then they went into something else real quick, and then they came back and said that he was corn dogging.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like two different references regarding it.
So, I have a question for you.
Okay.
A new poll asked Americans which scenario would make them more unhappy. If your spouse was uneducated or overweight, which would you rather have?
Is he still good looking if he's overweight?
Would you quit being a woman about this and just answer the question?
How overweight is he?
Can I get back to you?
How stupid is he? Did he just not go to college, but he's still kind of smart? Or is he just a complete toolbox?
Does he have common sense still?
Answer the question.
That's a hard one.
Because I know plenty of dumb people who went to college.
Right.
Going to college doesn't necessarily make you smart.
Well, I think common sense sometimes is a little more important.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I would rather him be a little overweight.
You would prefer an overweight guy who's educated?
Well, I want to have a conversation with him.
You're right. And odds are you'll be able to.
Yeah.
But it didn't say a little overweight. It just said overweight.
But I don't know how much overweight. I don't know.
Oh,
I need a pro and con list.
40 pounds.
Well, 40
that was a nice face.
Well, because I was overweight by 40 pounds, and I know how undesirable I looked when I was overweight 40 pounds.
Okay. It's not as bad as you think, first of all.
Well, it was when I was looking in the mirror.
Okay. Yeah, because you're always harder on yourself.
Right.
Because I'm probably 40 pounds overweight.
Yeah, but you're a dude. I think it's different with dudes.
Well, yeah, true. But we're talking about a guy for you.
Yeah, that is true. Because you guys hide your fat different places. Like,
are you going to answer the question?
I'm
going to
go overweight.
Oh, you did answer.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. I would have to probably go that route too.
You're dating a dude?
No. Good God. This is going to be a long morning. When is Tiff calling in?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Okay, good. Which would you rather have? Would you rather date someone who's a little overweight or who's uneducated? And yes, this is a shallow question, but it's an interesting one.
Can we have like an actual comparison for the dumbness as well?
By the way, and I'll also give you the numbers of what this survey said.
Okay.
But which would you rather have, a spouse who is uneducated or overweight? 361-555-7, email or text am at hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. It's 650 up to 49 today. Clouds going to clear on out. It'll be nice and sunny. This kind of goes along with the story about which would people rather have,
mm-hmm.
someone who's overweight or someone who's uneducated. Well, there was a survey that asked people what Kwanzaa is. Only 60% of people chose the correct option, a holiday that celebrates African-American heritage. 23% had no idea, 8% confused it with Ramadan, and 6% thought it was a Nigerian word for goodwill. Oh, and 3% also thought it was a city in the Ukraine.
Oh.
So, yeah. I guess you can have somebody who knows stuff or somebody who's a little chubby. Or somebody who's thin and stupid. Not necessarily stupid, but... Because being educated doesn't necessarily make you...
Are you trying to take your foot out of your mouth there?
What are you talking about?
I'm just asking.
No, I didn't put my foot in my mouth.
Okay, not yet.
I'm just saying being uneducated doesn't mean you're stupid.
Right.
Because there's plenty of dumb people who went to college.
There are. I think it goes more back to book smart and common sense smart.
Yeah. I got a text here that says, from 1430, says, I would want a dumb chick because I hate fat chicks.
Oh. You're so vain.
Yeah.
Think this song is about you. You're so
Way
vain.
Way to go there. Was it Joni Mitchell? Is that who did that song?
I don't remember. I think so.
Anyway. Sue is on the phone. How are you, Sue?
I'm good.
So, uneducated or overweight?
I would have him slightly overweight because I could be worked off with activity in bed. You can't work off stupid.
Yeah.
That's true. That's why I went with the weight.
Yeah, right. This is true. You can't, like Ron White said, you can't fix stupid.
Exactly. Proper motivation.
Yep.
To lose that weight would have some fun benefit for me. So
that would be. Do.
I'm with you, Sue.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. There's something to be said for that.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Let's see here. Ryan is on the phone. How are you, Ryan?
Good. How are you guys?
Pretty good. So, which would you rather take, uneducated or overweight?
Definitely overweight, I would think. I mean, being uneducated just transcends to so many levels that I think that, you know, and being the not spring chicken, of course, so I'm a little overweight anyway, so I'd have to say overweight, but
yeah,
overweight. I mean,
well,
being
and-
uneducated, people just have a different... opinion about you. I mean, if you're overweight, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, you're overweight, so, you know, basically all of America. But if you're uneducated, they're just, you know, they just kind of look at you like you're stupid.
Well, and it depends on if you are stupid and uneducated, because I've known people who went to college and they're dumber than a bag of rocks.
That's true.
And, you know, I know plenty of really smart people who never went to college or only went to a year or two of college, you know.
That's true.
So, I mean, going to college does not make one smart.
Oh,
it just makes
true.
Them educated. Yeah. Odds right. are, though, that you'll be able to have a better conversation with someone who went to college.
That is true.
You know, they'll yeah. if you say, if you talk about something that maybe only one would read about in college, I can't even think of something right now, but without going into a whole history diatribe, but maybe they have heard of World War II, you know?
Right, yeah, exactly.
They know where what happened at Pearl Harbor or something like that. Well, thanks for the call, Ryan.
Yeah, thanks.
What date it happened? Do you know what date Pearl Harbor happened?
In December 12th?
No.
I can't remember. 1941?
Yes.
I can't remember the date. December something.
7th?
7th.
That famous speech by FDR, December 7th, 1941. A date which will live in infamy.
Nice.
I still can't place what his accent was.
I don't know.
It sounds like it's a mix of like Massachusetts and Southern.
It could be.
It's hard to understand. But then again, he was married to his cousin, so.
Yep.
There's that too.
Yeah.
So we've got the most annoying hand gestures. Someone figured out what they were.
Okay.
And it's a lot of Jersey Shore there. That's coming up. Also news. Hang on.
Hot 104.7.com.